Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
What you are about to hear is a fictitious drama. Any resemblance to reality is pure coincidence. Well, I'm glad you're back. Maybe you can deal with her.
What happened? And by the way, hi, dear, would be a good start.
Okay. Hi, dear. The apple didn't fall far from the tree, and it's your trunk I'm referring to.
Can we take this one to the woodshed?
Oh, yeah, as I thought. You're already treating me like her, like I'm a 14-year-old. I hate when you do that.
What? You know, with your curveballs, girl, you could throw in the big leagues.
Oh, there it is, girl, big leagues. All right, look, okay, I get the point. Okay, so I want her to study, but she balks and tells me, well, I got a B in science last semester. She is so lackadaisical, she puts more effort into her iPod downloads than into her schoolwork.
Well, she's pulling A's in most subjects. Besides, she needs a break. She might need a break from getting 100% A.
But she could be A all the time. She has it in her. Oh, I feel so embarrassed. Like, what will other parents think? Huh, I don't know. Why do I care? I don't know, but this just feels intolerable.
Hello? You're looking out through that tree. I'm over here.
Oh, right. I know. You know, I should tell you that I just caught myself thinking something.
Is it on topic? You know I can't stand it when you go off topic, especially when I'm hungry.
Oh, no. I could flip out. But I won't. I need him to get where I'm at. Okay, so I thought we'd be judged if people knew she wasn't getting an A.
For what?
Incompetent parents.
Who cares?
I care.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't.
Huh. Well, you're fortunate. I'd like to be as secure as you are.
Look, let's just start and say you're a good mom. We try. Sari's a great kid.
Okay, yeah, but I just can't get it out of my head.
Well, how about just keeping what I just said in your head?
You know, you come off a bit authoritarian.
I'm trying to help.
Well, fine, but your tone is like arrogant.
I'm trying.
You sound defensive.
Look, I'm not defending myself.
Okay, I feel like you are this wall of logic. It drives me nuts.
Look, okay, I can get bossy, but I'm hungry. Can't we agree that you try to chill out and we put dinner together?
Let's talk with Sari first, okay?
Okay.
Do you ever feel bad when she disses you?
Yeah, but she's a teen. It's normal. I thought we were going to prepare dinner.
Oh, you're so rational. You know, maybe I can ease off from the pressure. I can try. But I also think that maybe we can ask her something about, like, how does she feel about science, you know, in an accepting way.
Yeah, you could.
I could. What about we? I mean, we could be gentle, like not bombard her.
Yeah, we could. But what about agreeing that if she doesn't have too much to say, that we move on? That's what my parents would do. And she's smart. If she can do more, she will.
Your parents? Well, there wasn't that kind of presence with my parents, that's for sure. You know, they didn't check in with me in schoolwork or not much. You know, we lived in some parallel universe. I guess sometimes I've got a bit of an insecurity hangover. Okay, I like your plan.
Yeah, well, we all got them. I still think you could pitch in the big leagues.
Huh? Yeah, well, why don't you get brave and let's go toss a ball together.
Woohoo! I think it's time for shrink wrap.
Okay.
I would say so, that couple. All right.
Okay. So, you know, one thing I wanted to point out was that even though they keep going at it, they are trying. They keep trying. Mm-hmm. And I think mostly in families when we do have conflicts that the people are really trying to get together. And just to get a little bit technical here, in some correspondence with a colleague who really works in this theory of mentalizing, thinking about thinking, he wrote something interesting to me in an email. He said, mentalizing is really a function that's about the repair of misunderstandings. So we keep developing and honing this skill our whole lives. And if we have evolved, what he says, this amazing capacity to have a relationship repair center in our brain that ticks away in the background, it's probably because we need it to negotiate all the tricky paths along a very complex social world that we've constructed over millennia. And that people's brains are kind of like misunderstanding machines. And because we ask them to do these really sophisticated tasks all the time, like why did my teacher look at me that way? Why is my husband talking about eating when I'm talking about my daughter? Inevitably, we're going to mess up a percentage of the time. So I think that's what we see here in this shrink wrap.
Well, what I really liked about this was that, this is so typical in relationships that one member of the relationship has a big issue on something that the other person in the relationship thinks is nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I know in this skit, I can pull your chain just by saying, hey, it's not a big deal.
Right.
And then you're just going to work yourself into more of tizzy the more dismissive I am of your concern. And obviously, in the skit, my character draws back and has to say, okay, I have to take this seriously at some point. And I guess, I think it arises a lot in relationships where one person wants to feel like they're getting empathy or support from the other person in the relationship on a given topic. And perhaps the other person in the relationship doesn't really feel they want to give them empathy because they don't have any feeling on that particular topic themselves. But for the good of the relationship, they kind of meet that person halfway and try to be nice.
Yeah, that's a great point. And also, your character had just gotten home. You were really hungry. You really wanted to move through this. And my character really, in the beginning, was looking forward to you being home. And as soon as she said that, you got a little sarcastic. So you're probably sensing that where I was going to go, because you know me in relationships, so you were a little bit impatient, and that triggered me. So we keep triggering mm-hmm. each other. Mm-hmm. And as you said, your character decided to pull back a little bit, and even mine did too. She's like, okay, I like your plan. Oh, this is hard for me. I'm going to flip out, but I'm not going to flip out because mm-hmm. I need you.
One thing I really liked as well was each of them had a reference to their upbringing, and so that's another layer of complexity in a relationship is that the two people bring distinct personal histories, and the two collide in unpredictable ways.
Yes.
And over time, I mean, you learn your partner's particular trigger points, and hopefully you avoid, hitting them. But Tom's character comes home hungry, just wants to eat dinner, doesn't want to deal with an issue, and you immediately hit him with an issue. And so he immediately, it's this dance. It was a very nicely done skit, though. And the acting was superb, by the way.
Yeah, and but that's the thing, too, that not only was Tom hungry, but I think as he pointed out, too, it doesn't some things don't matter to the other as much as they matter to the other. Mm-hmm. Like my character was really uptight about not having straight A's, my daughter having straight A's, and Tom was more relaxed about that. He thought that was a better approach. So we both have different styles of relating and also thinking about what's important in raising children. Mm-hmm. And so while this can happen in any relationship, this kind of conflict, when you're raising a child together, that can really trigger a lot because sometimes you each have a little bit of a different investment in the end result.
And you have to come to some kind of consensus.
Right. And so I think when I was thinking about this, and last week we also spoke about kids and conflict, I think I came to the idea that it's really important at some point to focus on what is the good for the child, not what's going on in your mind or some ideal you have out there. So if the goal, I think the wife here was trying to get to it when she said, okay, we won't bombard her, but let's just ask her how she feels about science. She was moving away from the she has to get an A idea because everyone else won't think well of us if she doesn't. She just said, okay, but let's explore this because she really is a bright kid and what's happening here. So maybe that's a good approach to kind of look into what is it for this kid. Maybe she's, up to the wazoo with so many academic things going on in her life that that's an area that maybe she doesn't care as much about. And so that's where she's releasing some energy. She's not concentrating as much.
I especially like the part where the man said, yeah, you could.
Right, but she brings it back. No, wait a minute, what about us? So she wants to be in us, and he's got other things on his mind.
Well, also, you know, your character, Robin, was dealing with you were living vicariously through your kid, as if your kid getting a B versus an A in science is going to reflect badly on you.
Yeah.
And so you eventually, your character eventually gets to the point where you really think, well, what's good for the kid? It's like, okay, I'm hung up about whether or not she gets an A. But the fact is, this could be something. I mean, we should talk to her about it because we know she's bright. We know she could do better if she cared. Why doesn't she care? Let's at least find that out.
Right.
So it's a tangled web in there.
Right. So again, that point that your brain can function like a repair center for misunderstandings, I think that is a really cool notion, you know, to think about how we think and what we do with our thinking styles. Let's see. So we have different perspectives, and the wife also was really ambivalent when the husband threw her curveballs, but she was able to pull it together because she had enough trust to be open with him, saying, I'm insecure, this is coming from my family. As Tim pointed out, we have different families and so on. All right, well.
Just another example.
Just another example.
Very nicely written. I enjoyed the acting as well, as I said. Any final thoughts on this topic? What do you have in terms of advice for individuals? I think these two individuals were able to, they each sort of asserted themselves and they came to an agreement and each seemed to get out of it. It came out balanced to me. Are there any tricks for doing that in a relationship? I think it seems like you need to know when to give and when to hold.
Yeah, well, I think Tom pointed it out. He realized at some point he could see his wife was distressed, and at some point he had to ease up a bit. And I think easing up kind of puts you back into that perspective of that you care for each other, you care for your child. So no matter how dramatic all of the content is, I think getting back to context, we are trying to raise our daughter. We need each other. And that's why, you know, Robin's running out of the house saying, oh, I'm glad you're back. Not because she doesn't care that I'm hungry. So get back to context.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done. And we will have another shrink wrap next.